This is the Appalachian Father Podcast. I'm Jimmy Love. Thanks for stopping in. I appreciate it. Today's episode, Be Intentional. Friends, it's best to be engaged, to be all in, to act with purpose. If a moment is worthy of our time, it's worthy of all of us. That focus, that awareness and commitment can become a habit that'll serve you well for the rest of your life. Friends, we've only got so many trips around the sun, and so each opportunity we have, each unique situation we have, might be our only chance to act with purpose. We don't know the last time we'll speak to a parent. We don't know the last time our child will sit on our lap and listen to us read a story or ask us one of those innocent questions only children can ask. We don't know the last time a friend will confide in us, and so in any situation, resolve to make it count. Be intentional. Always. Why? Because once you've decided that person you want to be, each moment then has a purpose. And because there ain't but one you, you have a unique purpose in every situation. Now we can act with only our interest in mind, and we can try and manipulate circumstances solely for our benefit. But I believe you'll end up a pretty lonely person without much joy in life. People can see who you intend to be, and they'll never let you close if everything's all about you. Or you can decide that in each moment that you're going to be the servant, the listener. You're going to do your best to eliminate distractions that take your attention away from that moment, and you're going to be all in. You might imagine in that moment the best way it could turn out, and then do your best to make that happen. It's all about focus and self-discipline. I'm not saying it's easy. So what's it look like to live with intention? Maybe when your child is excited to see you come home, you get down on their level and you make sure they see that you're excited to be with them too. Maybe you create a daddy's home ritual and commit to it every time you come home. Call your dad and go for that drive through his old stomping grounds and make sure you soak in all his reactions. Sit with your mama and tell her how much her patience and love and discipline means to you now and make sure she hears it. Write that note or pick up the phone and call that person that just popped into your mind. When it's time to unwind, be intentional, even in your rest. Put the screens away, turn off the TV. Clear your mind completely. Make what little downtime you have count. When it's time to go to work, commit yourself to do your best, without reservation, without expectations of recognition. Do it because it's the right thing to do. Enjoy a satisfaction that many folks will never have, that of a job well done. And when you can, create purposeful moments. Turn that daggum TV off one evening and simply be interested in a deeper relationship with your wife. Plan a daddy-daughter date just because, and let her see how a lady should be treated. When you're driving alone, turn off that radio and maybe recite a verse that lifts you up, or say a prayer for that situation that right now seems like a lost cause. And friends, living with intention will become a habit. That habit will affect everything you do. You'll be more aware, more productive, more effective. You'll feel weird if you feel yourself reverting back to your old ways. Why? Because you're becoming that person that you decided to be. You'll be the focused, effective person in the room, and others will notice. You'll attract others to you. You'll extend your sphere of influence and be able to affect others more deeply. Just use your powers for good. So allow living with intention to affect all your moments, because we only have now, and all of our nows add up to our life. Friends, I know for me it's a work in progress. It's a continuous refocus of mind and soul. And I'm certainly not there yet. But I hope that when we reflect back after a conversation, after a project at work, after that long drive with the family, after raising a son or daughter, we can know that we didn't waste a moment, but instead we made the most of every opportunity and acted with intention. Thanks for listening to the Appalachian Father Podcast. I really do appreciate you stopping by. If you like, go ahead and hit that follow button, and we can make this a habit. If you'd like to, feel free and reach out and leave me a comment or shoot me a message at appalachianfather.com. Until next time, I wish you all the best.